I honestly don't believe that the purpose of the federal agencies was to come in here and threaten us with legal action. What their goal was, what their brass ring was, is how can we stop this? And while I find myself supporting some of the actions of our federal partners, I do not find myself supporting them in this manner. I think this is a step backwards. This is a you know, a small step back for Mendocino County and a giant step back for the 16 states and District of Columbia that have acknowledged in one way or the other that medical marijuana is going to be available to people within those political boundaries. And
but Mendocino County Sheriff Tom Allman says he doubts there was much of a threat from federal authorities.
I think it was a discussion. I don't think anybody came in and pointed their finger at Janine Nadel and said, we're threatening you with an injunction. I mean, no one served us a piece of paper, this, you know, an injunction. They just said, we'd like to have you stop doing it. Well,
Allman says he hopes the U.S. Supreme Court will settle the score over states' rights, federal law, and the regulation of medical marijuana.
It takes 2 years to get a case into the U.S. Supreme Court. Let's get a case. Let's see if how we can settle this. Because until we get to the point of knowing what's legal and what's not legal, we as government will continue to spend a huge amount of resources of eradicating marijuana from people who very possibly were legally justified in possessing that marijuana. So, and there's two other issues that the federal agents don't talk about, but I surely wish that they would pay us as much attention to domestic violence and methamphetamine as they would marijuana. But those two don't have sex appeal. There's nothing sexy about domestic violence or methamphetamine.
Advocates point to the state of Colorado's medical marijuana law that's a statewide regulation as a model for California. Allman says it's possible.
Proposition 215, mm-hmm. with all due respect to the people that wrote it, mm-hmm. they could have done a better job. When it's a state regulation like Colorado, the consistency is carried out through all counties of Colorado in the same manner. Proposition 215 does not allow us that luxury. In 215, we have 58 counties and 400 and some odd incorporated cities that all have the legal ability to make their own interpretation of 215.
But shifting the culture of criminalizing medical marijuana producers may be the largest hurdle pot advocates have to face with federal and local law enforcement. Again, Allman.
I don't think the majority of this department would support the 9.31 exemption, 99 plants. Well, when I say that, they do support the money coming in that prevented layoffs. But they didn't support the fact that there were 99 plant grows out there that were registered with us. And I said, if it's registered and you count 99, you don't land the helicopter there. I don't wake up in the morning and base my decisions on what the majority of this department's going to feel about me. I believe it's the right thing. I believe that until such time as 215 is changed, we as in government have to figure out a way to make it work. Listen.
Allman estimates his department spends about $1.5 million on marijuana arrests and enforcement, but it doesn't work. He says it's like beating your head against a wall, repeatedly.
Are we decreasing it? No. Are we getting people sentenced to prison? No. Are we changing the way people do this? No. As a matter of fact, it's just the opposite. Every year we have more people growing.
He says under the 9.31 exemption, 99 plant law, they raised more than $500,000 for the sheriff's office.
Over $600,000 came in, and not reluctantly, might I add, I did not hear one complaint about people paying their money to the 9.31 exemption program. And matter of fact, in January, when I raised the fees, there were only three people to speak in front of the Board of Supervisors, and those three people all said the same thing. why are you just raising them this much? Because we're growers, and we want to give the sheriff's office more. Because if we participate in this program, the sheriff is going to have money to go after the people who are really and truly causing the environmental damage, the water theft, the trespassing damage. They're doing large commercial grows. Those are our problem people.
As for the future, Allman says marijuana needs to be regulated, like alcohol.
Alcohol is controlled. You have to be over 21. If you're on probation or parole for an alcohol offense, you can't possess it. You certainly can't drive under the influence of alcohol. You can't have an open container while you're driving down the road. You can grow, or you can make up to a certain amount of alcohol under ATF if it's for personal consumption. Okay, so alcohol's not legal, alcohol's controlled. That's where we need to go with marijuana.
In the meantime, Allman says he'll continue protecting the people of Mendocino County and upholding its laws. Christina Onnestad, KMUD News.